food is important because if we don't understand food, we actually don't value it. And if we don't value it, then we lose that connection with the natural world. And that's what we're, you know, you jump to organic farming and other things. But the food that we eat is a reflection of how we treat the natural world. It's how we use our environment. And if we don't value that because we don't get any experience from it, then we basically cut ourselves off from that natural environment. And that becomes a very, very... If we're just going to go around and be like Star Trek and just put the cup in the machine and just make it up, then we don't need forests and we don't need farms and we don't need rivers and we don't need water and we don't need an environment that produces this food. So there is a connection there. And these older societies, interestingly enough, I study pre-Columbian agricultural systems, did understand the connection between their food, their body, and the outside world. If you stole some fertilizer, you were killed, because fertilizer was something that went into the soil and was for generations to live off of and make something better. You also look, interestingly, as archaeologists have done, they've studied a lot of these people and how they've died, and they had very nutritional diets. They had what we've come up with in this modern pyramid in places like Asia and South America. I don't know, as I said, about parts of Middle East Africa. But they lived on mostly plant diets, very little fats, very little animal protein, and they subsisted in an ecological, balanced way with their environments, with very sustainable agricultural systems. And they created complexes of food which also sustained those systems, and they had very healthy bodies. So the American Indian photographs taken in the 19th century as opposed to today are two different types of physiognomy happening. People are very overweight, 55% diabetes. I mean, the Western diet that we have today is a very unhealthy diet for our physiology. So human beings, you know, coming out as herbivores and omnivores, we're not supposed to eat those kinds of foods. And people say, well, what has that got to do with a chef? You know, well, chefs in today in America are trying to be, I'm still thinking of myself not as a chef, but as an educator. I was in anthropology to teach, and I happened to be, instead of using a classroom, I'm using a restaurant or using my books, using a writing.